You're listening to SBS News.
Tiana became a ward of the state when she was 4 years old. An Indigenous woman, she was raised in the Northern Rivers region of New South Wales under the foster care of her aunt. But when she turned 18, she found herself cut off from the state care system.
I was pretty much told by my aunt who was taking care of me that she could no longer take care of me because she was no longer able to house me. So I spoke to the welfare system and stuff like that, and they pretty much said I have to find my own way, like go through private rentals and stuff like that.
Since then, Tiana has struggled to find a place to call home in Australia's highly competitive rental market. She's been forced to rely on short-term arrangements, living with family, friends and in share houses on a temporary basis. She's one of a growing number of Australians who aren't living on the streets but still feel the insecurity and pain associated with experiencing homelessness.
I think a challenge that people don't understand about people who are homeless but not living on the streets is that it's just the same amount of instability as living on the streets, because it affects your mental health in the same way.
Maria Liebig is the Executive Director of the Queensland Youth Housing Coalition. She says her organisation is encountering more Australians in Tiana's situation.
Street homelessness, which was more rampant in the past, while still there, it's certainly not as big. And what we're seeing is this huge, numbers of young people couch surfing, and that nature of homelessness has changed.
As youth homelessness numbers continue to rise, the National Youth Homelessness Conference is meeting in Melbourne. Delegates are looking at the progress made on the issue since the last government white paper on youth homelessness in 2008. But according to a new national report released by organisers, there have been more failures than successes over the past decade. David McKenzie is an associate professor at the University of South Australia and a director at Youth Development Australia, which produced the report. He says the current approach is barely doing what it needs to.
We would say, look, making an assessment across those 10 points, not good enough. At best a C. So there's been some positive initiatives, there's been some advancement in some areas, but there's also been neglect and underachievement.
Advocates are pushing for four major policy reforms to be adopted by state and federal governments. One of these proposals is to change the leaving age of state care from 18 to 21, which will allow foster children 3 years of extra support before they have to find their own home. Stakeholders are also pushing for more investment in early intervention programs, like those run in regional cities like Geelong. The Geelong project has social workers engaging directly with at-risk youth, helping them finish their studies and build necessary life skills while they are still in the education system. McKenzie says the Collective Impact Initiative has reduced the number of homeless adolescents in Geelong by 40%.
So it's refocusing how we provide support and services for disadvantaged young people and families into the community. And that's a pretty radical change from the way that programs are rolled out by different departments and how our agencies work in terms of providing those services.
Advocates hope politicians will now listen to their message, that after years of talk around this issue, decisive change and actions are needed.
And I guess the message is, look, we cannot go forward over the next decade as a rerun of the past decade. That's just not an option.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.